on a ferry with 45 people on board that was struck by another boat off Clearwater, Florida.
We were just enjoying the ride, and all of a sudden we hear the first mate yelling, hey, 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 and then we look back behind us, and this big yacht just came through the boat.
That other boat left the scene. Congress returns from recess today. Republicans say a focus will be on a budget bill. One goal is to make President Trump's 2017 tax cuts permanent. Economic worries, though, weighing on the president's approval rating through 100 days. More than 70% of people in an ABC News Washington Post poll believe a recession is at least somewhat likely. President not on the ballot, but his comments about Canada have played a major role in today's national elections to choose a new prime minister. And police in Rome say 70,000 people visited Pope Francis's final resting place yesterday. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Milwaukee elected officials reacted to the Friday morning arrest of Milwaukee County Court Judge Hannah Dugan by federal agents. Mayor Cavalier Johnson said the arrest sends a chilling message to undocumented persons who nevertheless had legitimate reasons to participate in the legal process. At the Capitol, lawmakers are considering Braden's Law, which increases penalties for sextortion, especially if it leads to suicide. The bill is named after Braden Bone. The Wausau area 15-year-old died by suicide in March after being victimized by a cyber criminal. It has bipartisan support, and it's backed by Attorney General Josh Call. In attendance at the NFL draft in Green Bay beat expectations. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the final attendance for all 3 days of the draft in Titletown was 600,000 people. That's the second highest total ever since the draft left New York in 2015, matching Nashville in 2019. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We are keeping an eye on the possibility of a few strong to severe thunderstorms later this afternoon into tonight. Hail, wind, even tornadoes will be possible. It's important that you stay weather aware later today through tonight. Our high 79, storms end late tonight, tomorrow clearing with a high near 60. Get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Keith Grin joining you 6:02 on Monday morning with Delmitri on Max FM.
Look around your world, pretty baby. Is it everything you hoped it'd be? The wrong guy, the wrong situation, the right time. Is there something wrong and you can't put your finger on it? Right then, roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the man through, guess who will be there? So don't try to deny it, pretty baby. You've been down so long you can hardly see. When the engine's stall and it won't stop raining, it's the right time to roll to me. Roll to me. Roll to me. And I don't think I have ever seen a soul so in despair. So if you want to talk the man through, guess who?
Baraboo's hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
You're too
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 6:08 on Monday morning. Hope everyone's having a great day so far, and hope you had a great weekend. That weekend seemed to cruise right on by. I know we had a busy week last week, and, I just want to take a moment and once again say thank you, thank you, thank you to our community and everyone that showed up to our grand opening Thursday night. That was amazing. I was in shock at how many people were here. It was so great to see everyone. We look forward to having people in here again. We're working on maybe some ideas on some other things that we maybe can do in the near future. We will be broadcasting live from the Fair in the Square on Saturday, May 10th. Looking forward to that right in front of our Max FM studios. That will be our first live event outside the studio at the new location. So we're excited about that. About 2 weeks away, and a lot of logistics to work out on that as well, but the cool part is we'll be right in front of our new studios at the Weicker Great Day Building, corner of 3rd and Oak, right here in Baraboo. Now, we are monitoring the weather this morning. We've been keeping tabs on this basically since Friday. Myself, Mace, and Corey were talking about this during breakfast on Friday, and we continued to discuss it over the weekend because we had been basically given a heads up that there's a potential of severe weather today. And when you see this happening on Friday, and a lot of it has not changed into this morning, this definitely tells you where the National Weather Service is at, as well as the Storm Prediction Center. So we do have an update regarding the severe storm potential this afternoon into tonight. We are looking at the possibility of isolated scattered storms now through noon, possibly a small hail. Looks like right now everything is basically north of us. I do not see anything to our south or the west. So I've been keeping tabs on the radar this morning. Now, what we are keeping tabs on now is scattered to severe storms developing this afternoon and this evening. Our window of greatest storm potential for severe weather is from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. this afternoon into tonight. Now, currently, all hazards are expected with any of the storms that could develop. This includes damaging wind, large hail, and the possibility of tornadoes. Now, a cold front associated with a line of thunderstorms will move west-east late tonight into early Tuesday morning. Large hail and damaging winds are the main threats with that second line. Now, be mainly in western areas from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. on Tuesday. So today you want to be able to get weather warnings starting later on this afternoon and continuing through the evening. Best way to do that is to obviously listen to 99.7 Max FM or 740 AM in the Baraboo area, 103.7 FM in the Reedsburg area. You can also stream us on the free Civic Media app. Now you also should have NOAA weather radio available. You can get those at most stores and program the weather radio to the frequency in our area. Now, it will alarm and turn on automatically when warnings are issued. This is helpful to wake you up in the middle of the night. We have these in our house because we do work here, and we want to be able to wake up in the middle of the night if that radio goes off. We actually have 3 weather radios in our small house, if that says anything. We have one literally in our bedroom, and it's basically on a shelf that's away from our bed. That makes me get up to turn it off, which is a good thing because then I'm awake, and then I jump on air, and then I talk with all of you, obviously. We have one in our living room, you know, in case I happen to fall asleep on the couch. That never happens. And we also have an older one that's in our basement as a backup because we obviously want to be able to monitor the weather if we do end up down in the basement. So again, having us ready to go, have a radio that's got batteries in it, have your mobile devices charged. That's something that's important to think about today is you're at work, keep your cell phone charged because you want to be able to receive those alerts. You want to be able to stream us via the free Civic Media app. So keep your cell phone charged. That's something I'm going to go do is put my cell phone on the charger because if I leave it out all day by 5 o'clock tonight, it's at 50% most likely. Well, it depends on how many videos I watch, but you know, that's a whole nother thing. Now, a lot of cell phones will issue an alert if warnings issue in our area, but that technology is not perfect. And we will continue to monitor the system today and provide updates as necessary. We'll break into regular programming if warning is issued. Obviously, our staff, weather forecasters, and meteorologists monitor these events 24 hours a day. I'm ready to keep you safe. And then you can always, again, tune in to 99.7 Max F in the Baraboo area, 740 a.m. in the Baraboo area, 103.7 in the Reedsburg area, or stream us via the free Civic Media app. So we're monitoring this. We have this information up on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page as well. This is something we're keeping tabs on. Like I said, right now, I've got our weather radar up in studio. Nothing in the listening area this morning. So we'll keep tabs on that as we keep you going through your morning. We'll get you back into some music. You know, Hall & Oates. This is such a great song. You make my dreams come true on Max FM.
What I want.
Calls the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. I don't speak louder than words, and I'm a man of great experience. I know you got another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid, I'm gonna prove every word I say. I'm advertising love for free, so you can place your ad to me. Once I come along and down by the dozen, I ain't nothing but thing, let me light your candle, calls her mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around. Yeah, all the hand and now. Oh, baby, baby, here I am, a man on your scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me.
that your kennel calls a mama. I'm sure all the hen and egg is around. Let me light your candle, calls a mama. I'm sure all the hen and egg is around.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Yes, it's Monday morning. We'll get you through the day today. And, you know, there's always an interesting start to the day on Mondays. I feel like there's always little gremlins that pop out of the system. And today is going to be one of those days. And so I go to work on something this morning. I'm getting ready to play some audio for you this morning. And I find out, I can't play any audio, so then I'm starting to dig a little bit further, and I'm a little bit stumped with the issue that I'm running into, so that's like, okay, something definitely is not right here, and so then I'm like, okay, how can I play this audio? It won't let me. There's a prank during the NFL draft, and I had the perfect audio to play for you this morning, so I'm going to work on that and see if I can figure out kind of what's going on here, because I was very disappointed. I was very excited to be able to do that this morning, but we'll check into that because I'm also going to need it for, you know, getting Emily on the morning show with me as well. So I'm going to check on that, but I'm going to give you a great deal over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. I have a promo code you can use today. It is Dave, D-A-V-E. You get an extra 15% off at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And you just put in the code Dave and you get 15% off everything that you purchase today at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Coming up, we are going to look at sports and weather on MaxFM.
Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market. And this week, we're stocked up for Cinco de Mayo celebration. Grab your guac essentials, Haas green avocados, 2 for $3, juicy limes for 69 cents each, and fresh cilantro, only $1.99 a bun. Add sweet mangoes, 2 for $3, and Roma tomatoes for just $1.29 a pound. It's a flavor fiesta. Need a crunch? Pick up red, orange, or yellow bell peppers, just 99 cents each. And don't forget, fresh express shredded lettuce. 8-ounce bags, 2 for $3. Celebrate with fresh ingredients, bold flavors, and unbeatable price. Baraboo Fresh Market, open 4 a.m. to midnight every day.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hosting an event? Let Pizza Ranch handle the food. Hi, this is Jess from the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch. And from our mouth-watering pizzas to our legendary crispy ranch chicken, we've got the perfect catering options to satisfy any crowd. Whether it's a family gathering, corporate event, or a party with friends, we can make it easy and delicious. Call us today to place your catering order and make your event a hit.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is 2 big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home, Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com now. Don't miss this party.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks, feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We are keeping an eye on the possibility of a few strong to severe thunderstorms later this afternoon into tonight. Hail, wind, even tornadoes will be possible. It's important that you stay weather aware later today through tonight. Our high 79, storms end late tonight, tomorrow clearing with a high near 60. Get faster internet and pay less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 6:25 on Monday morning. I want to get everyone moving around. Get your Monday going. What a better way to get moving around. I'm going to start doing this right here in the studio. Windows are open. Everyone can watch while no one's driving by right now. It's time to jump around with House of Pain on Max FM.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Honky, better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, throw your hands up if you got the feeling. Jump up, touch the ceiling. Monsters of funk flow. Someone's talking junk. Yo, I'll bust them in the eye. And then I'll take the punks. Feeling funky. Amps in a trunk. And I got more rhymes than this cops at a Dunkin' Donuts shop. Sure enough, I got props from the kids on the hill. With my mom and my pops. I came to get down. I came to get down. So get down to seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump. Everybody jump. Jump, 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 jump. Everybody jump. Jump, 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 jump. I'll serve like John McEnroe. If your girl steps up, I'm smacking up. Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than the Bible's got songs. And just like the prodigal son, I've returned. Anyone stepping on me, you'll get burned. Cause I got lyrics, but you ain't got none. If you come to battle with a shotgun. Shotgun. But if you do, you're a fool, cause I do to the death. Trying to step to me, you take your last breath. I got the skill, come get your fill. Cause when I shoot the gift, I shoot the kill. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. I'm the cream of the crop. I rise to the top. I never eat a pig cause a pig is a cop. Or better yet, a Terminator. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Trying to play me out like as if my name was Sega. But I ain't going out like no punk. Get used to one style, yo, and I might switch it up. Up and around, then buck, buck, get down. Put out your head and then you wake up in the dawn of the dead. I'm coming to get ya, I'm coming to get ya. Spitting out lyrics, homie, I want ya. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up and get down. Jump, 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 jump,
Don't let me wait. If you Catholic girl, start much too late. Oh, but sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Oh, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Show me a sign. Send up a signal, I'll throw you a line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Saints, the sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. Well, and doing all sorts of fun technical things this morning as well to make sure everything is working properly. And I think I've got good news on that front. We'll find out in just moments because, you know, I was talking about the little prank that was, and it wasn't so little, I guess. I'll go with that as well. There was a prank played during the draft and, yeah, not so cool. Now, some very interesting news out of NASCAR yesterday. They raced at Talladega. Pretty uneventful race. There was one crash that was a little bit more on the serious side. Thankfully, no one was injured. And that's why they have the safer barriers there. Now, the thing that came out last night after the race was over, two drivers were disqualified. You heard me correctly. Two drivers were disqualified. The number 22 Penske Ford, driven by Joey Logano, was disqualified in post-race inspection at Talladega last night. One of the 18 bolts on the surface of the spoiler that connected to the base was found to become loose. NASCAR penalized the team as well. And Penske said this was not intentional, and it happened throughout the course of the race. And Team Penske accepts the disqualification. They're not going to appeal it. So that tells me something else was going on there. So I don't know. They're not arguing it. They said, yeah, we're going to accept it right away. So Yeah, I'll let you read into that on your own. Now, Ryan Preece was also disqualified. The number of shims, he had three shims instead of the required two in the spoiler. So they had a third shim in their spoiler, I'm assuming, to try to get some sort of aero advantage. I don't see how that mistake would happen. I will be very curious and see what that was all about, because that seems pretty blatant, and to be messing with the spoiler in NASCAR, that's going to get you into some trouble. I assume there will be some monetary penalties coming up for this as well. I don't necessarily know if there will be any points penalties for it, because they did disqualify the teams in question, and they lost any points by finishing 38th and 39th now in the race. But we'll see what happens with that. More to come. Typically, penalties in NASCAR are handed out on Tuesdays at some point, and I just don't understand the messing around with your cars. I know it's always been a thing in NASCAR, but they check them so closely now. I wouldn't be messing with them, and apparently these guys and teams are still messing with them. It's not the drivers. Teams are doing these things, trying to get some sort of advantage, and it's gone on for years. It's just everyone gets caught, and the cool thing that NASCAR does is they show the illegal parts that were used as well the following Sunday during the drivers' meeting. So be very curious to see what comes of all that. Now, the other big sports news, obviously, we had the NFL draft in the Green Bay area this weekend. That got over on Saturday, and over 600,000 people attended that from the sounds of it, and that number could increase in the next couple of days as they finalize everything there. But yeah, that was huge for the Green Bay area. Now, one of the surprises of the NFL draft this weekend was that Deion Sanderson, Shadur, was expected to be one of the top picks, but he didn't get picked until the third and final day. He was the 144th pick and will play for the Cleveland Browns. To make things worse, on day two, he got prank called on his private draft phone by a guy claiming to be a GM of the Saints. Yes, you heard me correctly. Someone called his draft phone. Now, these phones are specifically assigned to the draft prospects. These numbers are not listed. And this guy claimed to be the GM or general manager of the New Orleans Saints. Cameras were rolling when Shadur thought he was being picked next.
Thanks.
How you doing?
Good, how are you, man?
Good, been waiting on you.
Been a long wait, man.
For sure.
We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yeah, yes, sir, let's be legendary.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Ready to go!
What does that mean?
Are you going to ask us what it means, and you was on the phone?
You heard that? You said you're going to have to wait a little bit longer.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I don't know what that was. Nobody got this number, though.
Man, he just got trolled, bro. They tripping now, fam. Now I'm getting
crashed
out, bro.
Oh. There it is.
So, yeah, he's asking, what does this mean? He goes, ask, what does this mean? Well, obviously, Sanders was confused when the line went dead. It was just a gut punch, as he said, with friends and family. Well, yesterday, the prank caller came forward. It was Jax Albrecht, the 21-year-old son of Atlanta Falcons defensive coordinator Jeff Albrecht. Jax apologized on social media for ruining one of Sanders' life's experiences, and the Falcons also apologized. The NFL is investigating how Jax got the numbers. So, yeah, somebody thought that was going to be a funny prank. Obviously, it was not. And, you know, obviously, Sanders was very confused. You can go ask, what does this mean? And, yeah, no one knew the answer to that. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this all works out. And now, obviously, he was picked 144th. He was taken by the Cleveland Browns. And it's kind of interesting as well, because the Denver Broncos coach, Sean Payton, never needed quarterback in the draft, which is always a good place to be in. But he kind of issued a warning about Sanders. And he said, I saw Shadur when he was in junior high, and I saw him in high school. And when I saw him, he was a sophomore in high school. When they are on their way to Florida, Payton said via ESPN, he's going to be like this chip on his shoulder, and beware, because this guy is going to play in this league. So, yeah, even though he was picked in the third round, it seems like the Browns maybe have a pretty good prospect here, and he's going to play hard. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Also be very curious what happens with this whole phone number debacle as well, because that was something that was definitely talked about up in the Green Bay market. We were watching a little bit of the news in the area up there, and it was some stuff popping up on social and so forth. So yeah, this is something they were rolling the cameras. He thought he was getting the phone call, and obviously somebody thought they were funny. Definitely not a great prank. Feel bad for him. And then to be expecting to be drafted higher in the league, yeah, that was something, a little bit of a surprise as well. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank, and we'll get you back into some more great music on Max FM.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's the 26th annual PAWS Pledge Walk for Animals. This will be happening on Saturday, May 3rd from 8 a.m. until 11:30. The event will take place at the Baraboo Dog Park at the Maxwell Potter Conservatory. This will benefit more than 2,000 animals. The Sauk County Humane Society helps every single year. Walkers will have a choice of a 3-mile walk or a 1-mile stroll on Baraboo's beautiful river walk. All the details and information can be found at saukhumane.org/pawspledgewalkhome. Again, this is Saturday, May 3rd from 8 until 11:30 a.m. It's also time for the annual Baraboo Lions Rummage Sale. This will be happening Friday, May 2nd through Saturday the 3rd, 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Friday and 8 to 3 on Saturday. It's all happening at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. There's going to be something for everyone, so come browse the extensive list of items for the sale. Free entrance, free parking. They're also going to have a food stand set up, a meat raffle, 50-50 cash raffle, and more. The event is rain or shine as it is indoors. Again, this is all at the Sauk County Fairgrounds. For any more info, visit Baraboo Lions.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Something old, something new, something borrowed, something hilarious. Get your invitation to the social event of the year. A Perfect Wedding is being presented by Portage Area Community Theater at the Portage Center for the Arts, May 1st through May 3rd and May 8th through the 10th at 7 p.m. with an exclusive matinee on May 11th at 2 p.m. Get ready to catch the bouquet. Tickets are just $15. Available online at pacttheater.org or at the door. It's A Perfect Wedding with PACT.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Marks with Dave Grant, 6:49 on Monday morning. Emily will join me at 7:10. And we're going to talk about those unhealthy habits and when they catch up with you. At 7:40, we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone that's celebrating locally, text those in to us now. 608-355-9970. We want to celebrate with them. And if it's not today, you can text in anytime. We'll add them to our calendar. Also at 8:10, we are going to talk about the pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society. We always have a cat and a dog that we're going to talk about. Looking forward to bringing both of those to you this morning at 8:10. We're going to get you back into more music as we roll through our 50-minute music hour right here on Max FM. For a little Real McCoy. We're going to keep you moving on this Monday. That's the goal, is get you moving, energized, ready to go for your Monday. Real McCoy, Runaway on Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Don't talk to strangers, don't ask me why. chance. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why.
This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 7.